Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Monday, March the 23rd. I hope everyone had a safe and healthy weekend as we continue to move forward and try and figure out ways to get used to our new normal at the moment. And as we've talked a lot about, the whole point of this show for right now is to really help try and get people's minds off things when they can and try and provide a fun distraction to the much, much more important and weightier things going on in the world. Last week we ended the show. We talked a lot about the state of the Phillies. I want to get into that later again this week. I have a fun X Factor show planned. You can read into that what you will, but we ended the week on Friday talking about the best player at each position in the sport right now. Who's the best of the best? The best catcher, the best first baseman, the best second baseman, so on and so forth. Of course, JT Realmuto, our only Philly, makes the list. The best catcher in baseball, in mine, and I think many people's opinions. I think Yasmani Grandel really the only other person you could even consider going with there. But it got me thinking, and over the next couple days, I want to have a little fun with this lineup thing. As tomorrow, I'll get into the all-time in my lifetime. Again, I'm only talking about people I saw here because it's unfair for me to try and compare Babe Ruth to someone I saw play. I get it. I get the numbers. I get the dominance in his time, but I didn't see him play, so I want to go with what I know. But tomorrow, we'll get into the best players that I've seen at each position in my lifetime. But today, I wanted to start the week off a little Phillies fun, right? I mean, that's what we're here for. That's what we talk about. So today, and I if anyone disagrees or wants to reach out on Twitter at James Seltzer, I would love to have a conversation about this. But I'm going to go through my all-time Phillies lineup of my lifetime. We'll go through who's the best at each position for the Phillies in my lifetime. It's a fun list. It's a fun one to think about. Again, I think it was a lot of fun just to go through who's the current best in baseball at each position on Friday, and to spin it to the Phillies, that much more fun. So let's get started, as we've got a quite the list to get through. Starting off at catcher, this is a tough one. I think really for me comes down to two names, and look, JT Realmuto actually absolutely has a chance to breach this list with some more time here. I mean, certainly last season, one of the best catcher seasons I've seen for a Philly in my lifetime, certainly from a defensive side of things. But I think for me, and again, I really believe, honestly, if they sign JT Realmuto to an extension like we expect them to, my guess is it will be JT Realmuto. You know, even like two more years of JT, and he's probably the best I've seen in my lifetime at that position in the Phillies. Just based on longevity and based on a little more time, I'm going Dutch. I'm going Darren Dalton. Dalton, such a massive piece of that 93 team, really the heart and soul of that team. One of the best offensive catchers of his generation. Certainly one of the best Phillies offensive catchers. I know we've had Lieberthal, who might have been at times a better offensive player, but everything included, you know, the leadership, what it means to be the catcher for the Phillies, the calling a game, all that stuff. For me, I think Dutch is the best I've seen, and the only other name that came close is Carlos Ruiz. Ruiz certainly had a great run here. Obviously, I think when you add in the defensive game calling stuff, is really in the conversation there. Really comparable to Darren Dalton when you add that stuff in. But I'm going to go Dutch. It's a close one, but I'm going to go Dutch. Again, just the offensive prowess, really what does it for me at 100 RBI in a season. The first Philly catcher to do that in a long time. So Romuto, again, I honestly think doing this list in 2 years, assuming they sign him to extension on that, JT Romuto will be the answer, but it's hard to go just 1 year and take that guy. So, all I need is a 3 year run. That's all we need. I'm serious, but, for now we'll go Dutch. First base is an easy one for me. I love John Kruk, and apologies to him. Apologies to Jim Thome, who was super fun to watch for a few years here. Obviously had some monster years, but one of the easier ones on the board for me, Ryan Howard, the all-time in my lifetime, Philly's first baseman of my lifetime. Obviously, just so many monster years. That MVP year, the 58 homers, average over 300, rookie of the year. Really just had some super memorable moments as a Philly, won awards. And then, of course, part of the only championship of my lifetime, a massive, massive thing. When going through the importance of this list, how great you were and all that, I think Ryan Howard, not a Hall of Famer, but, you know, next tier down as a player. You know, he wasn't quite that good, but still a great, great player, certainly a Phillies Hall of Famer. As we discussed, recently with Roy Halladay getting his number retired, I think that ultimately when you do that, even though they're not Hall of Famers, I think Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, Cole Hamels, and Ryan Howard really need to have their number retired. When you base on the importance of the team, what they matter, if you're going to retire Roy Halladay's number, you got to retire those guys' numbers, in my opinion. And just pretty standard, pretty easy, easily the top first baseman of my lifetime for the Philadelphia Phillies. That goes to Ryan Howard. Not a great defensive player, but it didn't matter when you're that great offensively. Who cares? Second base, similarly as easy, it's Chase Utley, far and away. Potentially the best second baseman in the history of the franchise, period. Certainly the best in my lifetime, and I would say probably the best in the history of the franchise when you make that list. As much of a tough baseball players we've ever had here, did everything right, did everything great. We all know that. I mean, look, Chase is, I think, Phillies fans of a certain age, all of their favorite players, Chase Utley. He was mine. I mean, it's just the way it was. You know, Chase Utley was our favorite player because not only was he great, a borderline Hall of Famer, legitimately, I think, personally, this is a bit of a hot take, but I think he has the best case of the Rollins-Howard-Utley trio. I think a lot of people would say Rollins over him. I would not. I think Utley's peak was more valuable than Rollins, and I'm more of a peak guy over longevity guy. I think they both matter. But for me, I think Utley, the best of the three, and by far, without question, no doubt about it, the best second baseman of my lifetime as a Philadelphia Philly. Locked that one in, fouled away. There's not even a second place as far as I'm concerned. So Utley at second base. Moving on to third, this one's pretty easy too. Granted, I didn't get to see his the peak of his career that much. You know, it was a little before my time, but I got to see the end of it, but it's also growing up with the lore, growing up with my dad telling me about him and, you know, just knowing that he was on the team when I first became a Phillies fan and all that, that, you know, Mike Schmidt, when you're talking about the greatest third baseman of all time for the Phillies, I mean, it's not just so clearly Mike Schmidt. He's the best third baseman in the history of baseball, literally the best player at his position in the history of the sport. He's the only Philly you could say that for. He's the greatest Philly ever, without question, far and away. He actually has the most home runs with a single team ever. Like, in terms of a player who only played for one team in his lifetime, he has the most home runs with 548. So, Schmidt, and again, and Chris the Ten Gold Gloves, just far and away the best player at his position in the history of the sport, and easily the best Philly at third base ever. And I'm, even though it's a bit of a cheat, again, I didn't see the peak years of his career. I really got the tail end. The last 3-4 years are what I remember of Schmidt's career, which is a shame. But I grew up in a time where all the highlights I saw, all the things that, you know, I saw Schmidt's peak. I saw his career played out through my lifetime as a Phillies fan, as a kid, and left an indelible mark. So for me, I'm going to go Schmidt, even though, again, it's a bit of a stretch because I didn't see him play a lot. But we're going to let this one have, let me have this one, you know, because I'm the one doing the list. So, you know. Come at me about it. But I think for me, Schmidt, the best third baseman I saw. And again, maybe it's somewhat influenced by those highlights and what people said and all that. Is again, I didn't see the peak of his career, but I saw enough to know Mike Schmidt, certainly the best of my lifetime. Shortstop, it's J-Roll. And I think it's a pretty easy answer for J-Roll. I don't think anyone's close there as well. Obviously, we have not had a ton of success, a ton of great shortstop success over the last few years. Freddie Galvis defensively has been the best we've had until Didi. I think Didi's going to be really good for this team, but Shortstop has not been a position since J-Roll left. Really prior to J-Roll, where we felt so great about who was there, Larry Boa prior to that. That's before my time. So that one, a pretty easy one. J-Roll, of course, MVP, a borderline Hall of Fame career. Someday might get in. Just a great defensive player. Obviously, some big hits, some big spots for this team. Part of that world championship team, which matters so much to us. That can't be separated from, you know, when you're talking about this type of list, these types of players. So for me, it's Jimmy Rollins, and it's pretty handily Jimmy Rollins at shortstop for me during my lifetime. It gets a little tougher when you get to the outfield, as the options are a little less exciting. I actually, starting in left field, and this one is certainly a controversial one because, not the greatest player ever, certainly a complicated history here in Philly, but in terms of just during my lifetime, there, you know, we look at the guys who played that position for more than a year or whatever, it's Pat Burrell. And it's crazy because he's about as bad a defensive left fielder as you could possibly imagine. But Burrell had a good run here. You know, had a great run. You know, was a really good player for the Phillies for a long time. And, of course, had that one hit. Only one, but what a massive hit it was in the World Series. So I'll give it to the bat here as Burrell. Again, it's a bit of an unexciting choice because really, really not a lot of great options as far as left fielders go. If you had a few more years with a couple guys here or there, maybe they could get that spot. But for now, it's Burrell. Center field's a pretty easy one for me. It's Lenny Dykstra. It's easily Lenny Dykstra. Lenny should have been MVP in 93, in my opinion. Came here and just took the world by storm. Became such a great player. Obviously a flawed human, a flawed person. Someone I don't necessarily root for as a human being. But as a player, when he was here, especially kind of before we knew how flawed he was, Dykstra, the best center fielder of my time, and really just a underrated player when we talk about the great players in Philly history, and certainly for a time period. You know, we don't talk enough about how great Lenny was in the early 90s there. Batting title, again, I think MVP quality season, someone who's a lot of the things he did weren't as appreciated at the time he was playing as they are now, the walks, the on-base percentage, all that type of stuff. Lenny was just a hell of a player, really, for that run there. And, you know, was probably aided in certain ways, as we know. But Lenny, just a awesome, awesome Philly at that time and deserves to be recognized, deserves to be mentioned. Certainly, as far as center fielders go, the best of my lifetime. I think, again, relatively handily. So Lenny, an easy choice there. Moving on to right field, a little bit tougher. Again, honestly, I want to pick Bryce Harper. I think that in 2 years, it is Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is 100% going to be the person on this list because otherwise, there's no clear-cut runaway winner. Jason Wirth holds a special place in my heart for being a part of that team, for the importance he had in winning, the playoff hits, what a beast he was in the playoffs. And, you know, look, also played a big role in bringing Bryce Harper here, we believe. So, Wirth, certainly someone who I believe deserves a lot of credit for his Phillies career, what he did. But I think, like, and a lot of people might be annoyed by this, but I think in terms of just if I'm going up years here and just pure as a player, probably Bobby Abreu. And he's so frustrating. No one likes Bobby Abreu. You know, no one loved watching him play, but he was a really good baseball player. And I know that here in Philly, it's so funny because we talk about Utley, someone like that who is just so Philadelphia to his core, just running at every ball, the pure hustle, the this, the that. Bobby Abreu was not that. You know, Bobby Abreu was often criticized for the lack of hustle or the lack of, that kind of Philly mentality. And I think it cost him in terms of his legacy here and all that. But Bobby Abreu, a borderline Hall of Fame player as well. You know, someone who's numbers-wise is probably a Hall of Famer. He never felt like a Hall of Famer when I watched him play. It was never someone I watched play. I was like, oh, that guy's a Hall of Fame player. But certainly an incredibly underrated player. I think there's no question when you look at the stats, you look at the numbers compared to what people think about him. Bobby Abreu, incredibly underrated. And he had a lot of good years here in Philly and was really an outstanding player. So, you know, I think that when I'm picking my right fielder of my all-time Phillies team, I want it to be Bryce Harper. I think it's going to be Bryce Harper in a few years. Again, I think him and Realmuto will be on this list in a couple years. I just do, assuming they re-sign Realmuto. But either way, I think Harper will be. And again, the answer is Bryce Harper for this one, because we know he's going to be here. He's not going anywhere. I think that's going to happen. He will surpass Abreu and Worth on my list for sure. 100%. I feel incredibly confident about that. But, you know, I think Abreu right now, prior to you know, year two of Harper, I think it's Bobby Abreu. And I'm not excited about that. It's not something that, you know, gets me going per se, but I think it's the correct decision. If you needed a DH, I mentioned him before, but if we're going to go with an American League lineup or what could be a National League lineup in just a couple years here, it's Jim Thome. Again and again and again. Certainly the best hitter that didn't make the initial list. And, you know, you can't put him over Ryan Howard in terms of his time as a Philly. Just not as meaningful as Howard's. Wasn't here as long, didn't do as much. But, man, Jim Thome, that boy could hit. That man could hit. Jim Thome was a man, and he could hit. For me, Thome, the clear DH, had some monster years here in Philly. I think only like 3 years here, three and a half, whatever it was. But was a beast. So if it was picking a DH, it would be Thome. All right, moving on to pitcher. We'll do a righty, a lefty, a middle reliever, and a closer. The righty is the toughest call of them all. There are just so many great right-handed pitchers in my lifetime. Well, not, you know, it's so many is a little pushing it. Let's not get too carried away here. But there have been a lot of great right-handed pitchers in my lifetime. But I think when you boil it down, it really comes down to two guys in terms of their time as a Philly, what they did, all that. And it's Roy Halladay and Curt Schilling. Again, Schilling, certainly not an all-time person, but a all-time pitcher for sure, did... You know, really raised his legacy as a pitcher when he left and went to Boston and did what he did, went to Arizona and did what he did, but obviously started his career here in Philly and was a hell of a pitcher for the Phillies. Still the all-time leader in strikeouts in a season for the Phillies, I believe at 319 off the top of my head. I think it's 319. But really was a monster here. Having said that, I'm going to go with Halladay over him. Again, it's a really close one, but I think when you just take the three seasons Halladay had, the Cy Young, the no-hitter, playoff no-hitter, the perfect game, and, you know, you want to choose Halladay over Schilling. And look, Halladay's a better pitcher than Curt Schilling. He's just a better pitcher. Schilling's great. A Hall of Famer, in my opinion. But Halladay was better. Halladay was a better pitcher. A higher level Hall of Famer, obviously, is in prior to Schilling. Though I think the reason Schilling isn't in is less on the field and more off the field type stuff. But for me, it's Halladay over Schilling. It's really close, though. And look, Schilling had a longer career here. I think when you look at the playoff success, getting to the playoffs, so you give Halladay a bit of a nudge there. Though in 93, they did have that run, and Schilling was a big part of that. So I honestly think Halladay versus Schilling is probably the toughest single decision here. I think it's the toughest decision I had to make. And again, I think a lot of people would argue for Schilling in terms of just what he did with the Phillies. He was here longer. It probably meant more on the whole. But for me, I'm going to go Halladay just based on those moments and the fact that ultimately – you know, Halladay won a Cy Young here. Schilling never did that. Halladay was the best pitcher in the sport here. Schilling was never quite that level. So I'll give it to Halladay, but that's a very close one. Another close one is picking a left-hander. To be honest, picking a left-handed pitcher is tough because you've got two bombshell-type choices just in my lifetime in Cole Hamels and Cliff Lee. I mean, those are two guys who in my lifetime, and again, you know, I was alive for Carlton. I didn't remember it, and that's why he's not the answer. Obviously, if we're talking historically for the Phillies, all-time left-handed pitcher, it's clearly Steve Carlton. I don't think there's any question about it, but I just wasn't old enough to remember those 80 teams. I was alive in 81, so I was alive for them, or at least, you know, the tail end of them and the mid-80s where they were still solid and all that. I was alive for it. I just didn't see it. I didn't experience it. I can't remember it, so I'm not going to put Carlton on the list, but Hamels versus Lee is a real tough one as well. I'm going to go with Hamels over Lee just because of the longevity, and I think you have to give it to Hamels, especially when you talk about him being the one World Series MVP in my lifetime for a Philly. What he did on that playoff run, just the dominance he had. They don't win the World Series without him. So it's Hamels. It's Hamels for me. It's close. Again, I think Lee's time here, he certainly maximized his time here and was an amazing pitcher. His run in 09 was really special. But it's got to be Cole Hamels. Hamels did more here. He had a better run. He had a better playoff run, even though, you know, Lee was amazing in 09. He still didn't win it, and Hamels did. And Hamels was a disaster in 09. We all remember that. And that's a little bit of a ding against him, but still here a long time after. Had the no-hitter, all that stuff. I think it's Cole Hamels. Again, I think it's a debatable one that you can go back and forth on. It's close. but I think ultimately it's got to be Cole Hamels based on longevity, based on ultimate accomplishments. It's a close one. Middle reliever before we get to closer, and this one is this is tough because there's so much year-to-year changeover in the middle relief position. A lot of guys get elevated to closer eventually, or this or that, or whatever it is, or someone has a great year one year, then stinks the next year. It seems to be the way it works, but I'm going to go with the guy who gave me the best middle reliever season that I've seen as a Philly, and also in terms of multiple years, was here for a while, made a difference, still kicking around. It's got to be Madsen. Ryan Madsen has to get that. I mean, him in 08, 07, that range was just a monster for this team from middle relief perspective. Just, you know, high 90s, sick stuff. I'll go Madsen. Again, that's one I think there's a lot of variability there, variance, a lot of argument could be had for who is the best middle reliever of my lifetime for the Phillies. But I'm going to go with the one who stuck out to me the most, and that has got to be Ryan Madsen. Closer is a tough one as well because I think the obvious choice is Brad Lidge. Just for that one season alone, really didn't have much otherwise. But, I mean, Jose Mesa saved a ton of games in a Phillies uniform that I saw. Jonathan Papelbon saved a lot of games in a Phillies uniform, like it or not. And C. Bedrosian won a Cy Young. I remember it. I was old enough to remember that, just barely. Like, the beginnings of my baseball fandom were then. But I'm going to go Lidge. I'm still going to go Lidge. I don't feel great about it, but I think that one season alone, that one season of perfection, when it mattered the most, I think probably wins out. And it's really close. Again, if there were someone who had been here longer, or someone who had, you know, if Jose Mesa had done what he did for 3 more years or Papelbon for 4 more years or whatever, and their total save numbers were just so much higher, it would be hard to rationalize this the other way. But I think when you look at it, I think that just based on that one season alone and kind of the cum of what he did, but really that one season, I'm going to give it to Lidge, and it's probably the wrong call, but I don't care. It's my team. So to recap, and again, this is my lifetime, my team, and I don't need the 80 guys on here and all that, guys I miss, but going Dutch at catcher, soon to be JT Romito. Ryan Howard at first base, pretty handily. Special shout out to John Kruk and Jim Tomey, but handily Ryan Howard. Chase Utley, an easy call at second base. Schmidt, an easy call at third base, even though, again, that's the one where, you know, you could argue that I didn't see the peak of his career anything close, but I still think, for me, Schmidt the best. Scott Rolen does deserve mention. Scott Rolen was a good Philly before he left. Really good player, but it's got to be Schmidt. It's Schmidt. Rollins at shortstop, feel very confident about that one. Pat Burrell in left field, I don't feel great about it. It is what it is. I had hoped Andrew McCutchen could have maybe taken that bar and ran with it. But it is ultimately going to go with Burrell at left field. Dykstra in center, an easy call for me. It's Lenny Dykstra, no question. Abreu in right, which soon to be Bryce Harper. Let's just call it Bryce Harper because it's silly to say anyone but Bryce Harper, even though he's only been here 1 year. It will be Harper soon enough. Abreu, though, an underrated Philly in terms of a talent perspective on some horrible teams and all that, but really a hell of a player. If we need a DH, it's going to be Jim Tomey. Easily, and a perfect guy for that. Obviously, DH in his career later and all that. Roy Halladay is my right-handed pitcher, though Schilling right on his, you know, backside there. Cole Hamels, the lefty, easily for me over Cliff Lee, though Lee is certainly worth mentioning as well. Madsen, Ryan Madsen is my middle reliever, and then Brad Lidge, again, probably the wrong call at closer, but I'm going for it anyway with that. So it was fun. It was a good list to make. Tomorrow we will dive into the all-time starting nine in my lifetime. In my lifetime that I've seen, guys I watched, guys I remember. That'll be fun because there's a lot of names for that one. A lot more tough decisions in that one, in my opinion. So that's coming up tomorrow. We'll get into that. And then some more fun stuff coming up this week. Philly's X Factor show. I got a Face of the Franchise show coming up at some point, too. So there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot going on that is way more important right now, and this is somewhat frivolous in a way. But at the same time, it's also something that, you know, we need to still find ways to be uplifted and to smile and to be entertained and to be happy in a dark time right now. And I hope that these types of shows, doing this type of fun stuff for people who love baseball, baseball nerds like me, that maybe it can help people get through things and have a little more fun doing it, and try and find a way to smile when there aren't that many things to smile about right now. So Hopefully people enjoy it, and we can help kind of get through these tough times together, and find a way to, you know, be distracted, be entertained, and all that. Even when, you know, even though it's obviously a tough time for that. So tomorrow we'll get back. We'll dive into the all time, my lifetime. I keep saying all time, all my time, I should say. Starting nine, and a whole lot more fun coming up this week. So until then, thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today, right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.